and welcome back to the Creative Human Podcast. This is Vanessa Frino, your host. Just checking in with you to see if any of you have joined me for the 36-day challenge. We are quite almost done, but still wanted to invite you if you have not joined us. It's never too late to show up for yourself and be consistent. It's pretty simple, just like that. And there's no fee. If you're interested, please head over to @VanessaFarino on Instagram, and I'll just add you to our motivation group. I wanted to share a little something that I did last week. I decided to take some time off and really think about my plans, my purpose, and my theme for this year, which then leads me to planning for next year. Not sure about you, but every year I like to have a theme. And this year's theme is be fearless. I want to learn how to take a little bit more risks. Even though I am someone who is really addicted to being out of my comfort zone, and yet it's always super uncomfortable and I really have to push myself to do it, I want to take more risks and be thinking outside of the box more regularly. You know, that thought process that I always talk about, you know, you can't just think outside the box, but you have to act outside the box. Well, yeah. That's what I'm trying to get to. I hope that inspires you to create a theme for this year. It's never too late to start. Last year, my theme was having a voice, and it has truly motivated me and moved me to starting the podcast, believe it or not. Some fun facts. Moving on to our next guest. Her name is Lisa Nicole Rosato, and she is the founder of We Are Woman Owned. I'm so honored and happy to have you as a guest. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Lisa, where are you dialing in from?
I'm currently in West New York, New Jersey. So it's like 15 minutes outside of Manhattan. But who knows where I'll be? We move out in 3 months and are kind of just traveling for a bit and figuring out what life has in store for us after that.
That's awesome. Yeah. I hope one day to have an office in Puerto Rico. I swear that, you know, one day we're going to have our headquarters for Creative Human there. I'm located here in Massachusetts. I love the snow. It's so bizarre. People think I'm nuts. We're Easter on Tuesday and we're flying to Puerto Rico on Tuesday. And I'm so sad that I'm going to miss the snow, but I love the background that you have. It definitely looks like you are in a tropical area.
Jackie and I are apparently in the same space.
Yes, I love it. I so love that. Lisa, can you share your fantastic and motivating background with people who might not know you?
Sure. So I guess to keep a long story short, because I think with some of the questions you might ask, we'll get into other aspects of life and how I got here. But I am the founder of We Are Women Owned, and we've evolved a lot since I want to say 2019. So we were really known for our in-person events in support of women-owned small businesses in the retail space. So we would have in-person pop-up shopping events, and we had a free online Facebook community for a few years. And with all of that said, obviously with the pandemic, we weren't able to have our in-person events. And so we shifted everything digitally. And so our mission is to become the number one platform to discover, shop, and support women-owned businesses on the front end, on like the consumer end of things. And then on the back end, we're really passionate about creating opportunities for visibility for these women who we work with, either who we support in our community or the services that we offer to really get their brands out there by utilizing our platforms. And I've actually had the opportunity to work with Susan and you, Vanessa, Susan, a few months ago. Yes. And it's just so lovely, Susan, to have the opportunity to see you in action and to hear more about your story and be in this space with you. You're on my mind, and I'm actually going to be reaching out because I want to make a huge donation to the point where I will have to drive out there. So I will be reaching out to you.
We're waiting for you, Lisa. And Susan and I used to be neighbors and we didn't even know it. Like just from a street. I'm telling you, if you dig enough, all these people are your like third and fifth cousins. Yeah. So
we'd love to have you here in Massachusetts, Lisa. I completely forgot of the collaboration that you ladies had done.
You know, she was featured in one of our Uncommon Threads, is featured in one of our virtual pop-ups. And what you do is phenomenal. And literally, you've been on my mind for months. And now that I'm moving, I'm like, this needs to happen. So you can expect an email from me very soon. You're amazing. Yeah. You're incredible.
Lisa, can we go back? Like when you were a younger girl, what did you want to be when you grow up? What's the question? Because it just changes, you know?
It changes for sure. So in all honesty, I wanted to be a triple threat, a singer, actress, dancer. But it's interesting when I think back to that time, because I was very, very introverted, like very, very, very introverted. And I remember being in class in elementary school, and we had to do this assignment where it was kind of like a scrapbook kind of situation. And it was like all this stuff about us. And this one assignment was like, we put paint all over our hands and we had to put, you know, our handprints in the book. And it said, these are the hands of a future ... And I know what I wanted to put down, but I was like looking at what everybody else was doing. And I put down lawyer, and it like makes me so sad to think about now. I mean, even then I felt a sadness, but like this, I just felt this pressure to conform. Meanwhile, deep down, like I knew, I was like, I want to be a performer. So that's, interestingly enough, that's what I wanted to be.
So I can so relate, because I feel in life, right, we're asked, right, what do you want to be when you grow up? And then you're asked to be in this circle, right? Or this box, mm-hmm. as we'll call it. And then as you go through life, or you go to a job or whatever, life happens, they're like, can you think outside the box? Can we get you thinking outside? Because it's like this whole like, wow, let's all think outside the box. And then when you finally, at some point in your life, which doesn't happen, you know, overnight, you actually are like, I'm going to think outside the box, but now I'm going to act outside the box. And then all of a sudden you're penalized and everybody's like, what do you think you're doing? Does anybody relate with that? Right? I mean, we're told that so many times, think outside the box, but were we just supposed to sit there and think and not actually act? Right? So one of the things that we stand for is like disrupting anything that, you know, we people to, we talk to, things that we're doing, collaborations, you know, it's the whole purpose of like, let's hold your hand and let's actually allow you to step outside the box and run around 1700 times in circles, backwards and zigzags. And we want to make sure that you feel empowered to do that. So thank you for sharing that. I absolutely was so impressed and amazed how you pivoted in 2020. Can you share maybe the inspiration there? I can't imagine how much work went into that, right? Because I felt like your business was going in not a different direction, but 2019, it was leading up to something. And then all of a sudden 2020 happened, but it didn't seem like 2020. It kind of looked like it was part of the plans. You know, and
So, I mean, we weren't planning to do it as quickly as it happened, but in talking about like mental health and physical health, these in-person events were taking it out of me, like 100%. Like I was depressed. My anxiety was at an all-time high. In the last 4 years, like I learned that I have autoimmune issues that really tend to flare up around the time of our events. I was diagnosed with ADHD early last year. So in like taking all of these things into consideration, the wisest thing to do for my health was to do less events. And what was also exciting about that for me is that I've always had this desire ever since I decided to start my own business, even before that, to serve as many people as I possibly could. With doing in person, I was limited we were limited in number in terms of how many people we could fit into a space, but also limited to a lot of businesses having to be in the tri-state area. Granted, we've had like one business come from Argentina twice, which like blows my mind. And we've had people from California and like all of that, but most of the businesses are within the tri-state area. So for me, doing things more digitally was part of the plan. Again, just not in the way that it happened. but it's been so exciting to have the opportunity to connect with even more businesses and to support them in various ways and hopefully get more eyes and more money for their businesses. So that's been really cool to see. But I will say, going back to like the mental and physical health portion of things, I am suffering right now. So I've really taken January because I just kept going last year. When I talked to the community on our calls, last year was really about throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what stuck. And that is very hard for someone like me who is such a perfectionist. And I've also learned that I have something called RSD, which a lot of people who have ADHD have, and it stands for rejection sensitive dysphoria or disorder. I have to double check on that. So I'm a very, very insanely sensitive person. So throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks without, you know, it hurts when I feel like I've let people down. And so in serving so many more people, right, at once, I'm talking we would work with 15 to max about 25 people at a time, to now serving hundreds at a time, it can get to me. It can get to me because I care so much, and there could be 100 happy people. But if there's 2 to 3 that didn't have the best experience or were hoping to get something out of it that they didn't get, it can destroy me. Sometimes it's a day, sometimes it's a week, sometimes it's months, because I'll think back to it. It'll just pop in my head. And then I feel like this need to overcompensate almost. But I think a lot of people don't see that part of me and that part of the business, of just how much I care, and to the point where it does affect me mentally and even physically. So it was a part of the plan, still was not easy, but I'm really, really proud of what we were able to accomplish with such a short amount of time. But I honestly couldn't do it without the support that I had along the way. And Jackie Kofin, as a friend, has really been there for me. And as someone who can, you know, empathize with the autoimmune journey, but also as someone who's been helping me support our community as well, having her support, and Erin, who you've come to know, and everybody that we've contracted for all of our events, I couldn't do it without everybody. But it was an interesting year. And I thought I was okay until late November. So one thing that you'll hear me preach a lot is the inner work is absolutely a part of the outer work. And it's so important that while we're out there pursuing our dreams and going after it and working so hard, that we're also working on ourselves and taking care of ourselves along the way, whatever that looks like for you. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that, right? It's we just never know what people are going through. I am sure, and I see a lot of people who are resonating with the fact that, you know, they're also sensitive, you know, when it comes to these things. And as you're speaking, I'm does she have a camera at my house or something? Because she's literally describing, you know, similar things that I feel. I can definitely, you know, resonate with that. And I can imagine, right? Where people, we are women, right? And we just want to make sure things are going good, and we don't want to let people down. And I think the one thing that's important to know is that, right, it will take a whole village, community, universe, planet, whatever we want to call it. We need help, right? And sometimes, at least I can speak for myself, the one thing that I've learned, you know, last year and this, even the year before, is asking for help is not a weakness. Right. So kudos to you for being able to bring in all these people. And I'm sure maybe the transition was hard for you, right? First you're doing all these things and delegation and, you know, having a team, there's so much that goes behind that. So thank you for sharing that. I'm sure other people can resonate. Going back again to when you were younger, or maybe, you know, to years recent, was there anybody in particular, man or woman, who really was impactful to you, whether it was negative or positive, and you made that part of your superpower?
1000%. So also tying back to my upbringing and my family situation, my little sister is mentally and physically disabled. And my mom has been a single parent with a lot of health issues raising her for 20 plus years. And that's a whole other thing that I have layered right now. There's just a lot going on personally. There always has been, but everything just feels so heightened right now. And I had the opportunity when I was 13 years old, because of everything going on in my home life, to move with my aunt and my uncle, who I barely knew, to Connecticut. And I made that decision at 13 years old. I don't know how. I somehow knew intuitively, this felt the next right step. And it was so, I didn't love Connecticut for certain reasons, because I grew up in the Bronx. I went from being the majority and it was so culturally diverse to moving to a town where I was very much the minority, did I say the majority to the minority? I don't know what I just, that's what I meant to say. I went from the majority to the minority, and that was a lot to absorb just because of the way that I was treated and I wasn't used to that. But aside from that experience, having the environment to where I felt safe, number one, because I didn't feel safe in my home environment prior to that. And also like having my aunt who is such a creative woman and just so loving and nurturing. And it's not to say that my mom isn't all these things. She just had so much on her plate, you know, as it was. And she just allowed me and encouraged me to explore all of my interests and to show up as who I was. And, you know, she's just such a special human being. And I've realized that's why it's so important to me to cultivate sisterhood and community. And the one thing, like when people attend our calls or our events, whether they're participating or, you know, just showing up as an attendee, they'll just say, oh my God, this is like one of the most supportive, most authentic environments that I've ever been in. Like, I feel so safe. And I really attribute that to having that experience with my aunt, one of the most special human beings on planet Earth to me, and just really nurtured me. And I find myself having similar qualities with the women in our community. And I have become very vulnerable in sharing my stories in like the like if we're having like a speaking event or on our support calls, I'm really open to sharing. And I've seen how that gives other women permission to open up and share about their experiences where they might have never have felt comfortable or might have never had shared those experiences. So I really attribute that safety and that supportive energy to that amazing experience that I was able to have.
Thank you for again, being vulnerable and talking about these things. What an inspiring, you know, journey that you've had. And, you know, again, talk about someone who really took all of her cards and mastering her superpowers, right? And it's an everyday thing that you're like.
We all have the ability to do that. And that's why I think it's so important, as uncomfortable as it can be to share sometimes. For years, I've said, I really want to be a possibility model for others. And even when it's uncomfortable, I do feel like it is important that I am that person for a lot of people, that I am the one. And I've noticed, like I was on a call with an ADHD community that I'm a part of, and I let all my emotions out last night. And then everybody else was like crying and, you know, felt like they could share what was going on. And I find that that happens in a lot of environments that I'm in, you know, when it's a smaller container, and recognizing the power of that. And I feel like that is one of my superpowers. I really do.
Yeah.
I'm like hesitant to even say that. I'm like, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I
feel it. Like, yeah, absolutely.
My vulnerability has allowed others to also open up and share what's going on in their lives.
Yeah. So just to share with our audience, all of our speakers, the reason why I pick them is because I've looked at these women, whether I'm following them on social media or I've woke up one day and I'm like, forget this. I'm going to close everything down. I'm going to hide under a rock and nobody's ever going to know who I am again. But there's always, there is so much positivity when it comes to technology. And I'm grateful for that because imagine if we went through COVID in like the 1970s. Like, imagine that, right? We went through such a hard time, but just imagine not being able to do Zoom calls or have positive inspirations, right? It's really also a matter of having boundaries and making sure that you're following and have good people in your circle, whether that's virtually or that's in person or whatnot. And I'm so grateful for that because it's all of these speakers who we have here today that helped me get through 2020 and all these past years. So that is so true to my heart. And that's why it's also really personal for me to be able to share this with everybody, you know, for you ladies to also find inspiration from all of these speakers. Lisa, thank you so much for sharing. I do have two more final questions for you. Can we get into business? And are you able to share an experience where you dealt with like adversity and like when it comes to business and you were just like, I cannot even deal, right?
I'm trying to think of something that might have happened. Or maybe, I mean, one thing, like going back to the RSD thing and being a people pleaser, is just like you just can't please everybody. And that is something that I'm still like learning to navigate and move through and how to best move through those emotions, because those things can stick to me. So even if I have like the best of intentions, we were challenged on social media, or I'll get an email from someone, and it doesn't happen often, where it's like, this thing didn't happen, so therefore, everything that you say you are, I don't believe you are, but they have no idea what's going on behind the scenes, So I would say I think because I'm so affected by it, that's the thing where I feel, I don't know. It's just like, that's the one thing that keeps coming back into play. Yeah, luckily,
absolutely.
I will say on my entrepreneurship journey, I have been very blessed and surrounded by just the most amazing people. And like we were talking about, and I see in the comments, I do think community and finding the right people is everything. That's why We Are Women Own exists in the sisterhood. I started my entrepreneurial journey and I didn't have anybody. And that's when I started to seek it. And so with the in-person events, it allowed me to get my e-commerce business out there while also forming that sisterhood. And it just grew into something bigger, and it just continues to grow into something bigger. So I do agree, like surrounding yourself with the people that kind of help support you and lift you up, but also thinking of it, and this is so important, like, yes, you want to receive support, but it is a delicate dance of like giving and receiving. And that's how I really see the sisterhood. To me, it's like really a peer support community, and you're really going to get the most out of it, when you're asking for support, but you're also giving support to others. It's not just like a take, me thing. So I would say, like, even though those, there are unhappy people, there are people that are going to come out and test you and challenge your mission and your beliefs and your business, just keeping yourself surrounded by those people has been a life changer, both personally and within business.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing. Can you share 3 top fun facts of yours?
I feel like I'm so lame it's just I'm such an open book that I feel like, what don't people know about me is how I feel, especially if you've been following me for a while. But I am an incredibly goofy person, and I think that's something that only if you're really, really close to me you get to see. Like, my husband and I sometimes talk about like how if I had enough confidence, I could totally be on SNL. Like, I'm just... That's the thing.
Yep. 2022.
I don't think that's what I would want, but I'm just such a goofy, silly, like, I make voices and I'm dancing around the apartment and I say ridiculous things. And I think that's something that a lot of people would be surprised by. But aside from that, I'm like, what's interesting? Like, I love travel. I'm really passionate about sustainability, and giving back is something that, I hope to do more in the future as the business continues to grow. Again, it's like putting your own, oxygen mask on first before anybody else.
Right.
And that is something that is so challenging for me, because I've had the tendency to do the reverse. So just making sure that I'm getting the business to a healthy place where I'm able to, keep the business thriving, take care of myself, and so that we can, give back in really massive ways. That's what I'm like, the world needs more good people with money. And so I'm striving to get there. I don't even know where I'm going with this. My ADHD brain is...
I love it. I love it. See, again, so I can resonate, right? Because I at least to share, right? Well, because we're having an open book conversation. I've had issues talking about wealth, and what does that mean? I've never really seen wealth in a good way.
Yeah.
Right. In working with my coach, she's like, wait, girl, you want to help people, you need money.
Yeah.
And it's, I think, a hard conversation for women to have. We need to talk about money. What does that mean? What are options to get money aside from a traditional career, aside from, having your business, planning for retirement, if that's something that aligns with you? Do you want to get invested in realty, et cetera? There's so much conversation to that. And I love that you brought that up, because that's going to be the topic for our next virtual event in next quarter. So stay tuned to that. Lisa, can you please share with us, do you have any offerings? How can people support you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Yeah. So you can follow We Are Women Owned at We Are Women Owned on Instagram. WeAreWomenOwned.com is our website. We have, for emerging entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs or female identifying, entrepreneurs, our sisterhood, which is a membership community. And we have lots of amazing events happening for February. And then outside of that, we are launching a more permanent directory of women-owned small businesses in Q2. So very, very excited for that. And there's a lot, there's so much more on the way, but the biggest projects I would say are the sisterhood and or offerings and the directory that's coming out, which we're really, really excited to launch.
Thank you so much.
So how about that? I don't think it gets more honest and raw than that conversation with Lisa. Thank you for being vulnerable. It's very hard for us to be able to put our guard down and just talk about human stuff, you know, anything from health to our anxieties, to our worries and our fears. And if we're able to talk about it with one another, we're kind of able to bring everything down and look at it from a different perspective and realize, you know, it's not necessarily how things happen to us, but how we act upon them and approach them. Sometimes our emotions get the best of us. But needless to say, Lisa's approach on life, and especially taking some time off recently for herself, has inspired me to look at the rest of the year to see if I can already have some scheduled time off. I also recommend you do so as well, because when we're living day to day, sometimes we forget, and then next thing you know, it's the end of the year. Well, anyways, thank you for showing up here today and listening to our episode. To keep in the loop for our future guests and to maybe suggest some people you would like to hear on the future podcast, please make sure to follow at Creative Human Official and at Creative Human Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'm so grateful for your support and feedback. Have a great day.